city, they when they evaporate the syrup.
Yes, sir. It took about 10 gallons. I believe they said it took. Was it 10 or 20 gallons that used to make one? I believe it was 10 gallons of sorghum. I meant 10 gallons of raw juice to produce 1 gallon of molasses.
That's right. I think you mentioned the other night that the boiler, or whatever you called it, the evaporator, was fired by wood, right?
It would. It was what the way we would build it, we would lay a line of bricks on each side.
Dig a ditch,
and then lay a couple of stacks of brick there, and see the pan was flat. It was just about that high depth in there, and it's just about, I'd say about this wide. And they would set them right down on that brick, and then at this other end there, he had a smokestack that he set down in the ground, and he covered it around with dirt, mud, mostly old pond mud there that was hard. And of course you dug a ditch there and you forward from the bottom side, and that smokestack there had a suction to it and you draw up.
That's another question. In fact, the difference between a chimney and a smokestack and a flue. Now, the smokestack is just something.
We call them smokestacks. Actually, your smokestacks are these big tall chimneys in these factories and things, but we call these it was just a great big piece of tin there that just sat down in the ground like there, and it worked. We made a hole there, and we'd fill it in with the mud from the old pond there. Of course, the mud was hard and sealed, and then of course it wasn't much high on your head, something like that. Just enough to get the smoke and stuff out, away from the.
Now a flue is.
A flue is what hung on the overhead joists of a house. In other words, you have special arms made, and you hang them over there, and you lay brick on that, and going up to your roof, and that's what you call a flue, and you use them in your kitchen. Kitchen had a flue, and then a fireplace is it.
Let's get back to we left hoe cake when you mentioned the sorghum that you put on it.
Well, now when I said the hoe cake, in other words, that's what we call a hoe cake. My mother would mix up a batter of cornmeal and milk and maybe a little baking soda or something there.
I think usually most of mother's whole cake, she just used the water in the meal.
Well, now, I don't know how mama done it, I'll be honest with you there, but it was just like you make regular cornbread, and she would put it on a grill and make sort of like a pancake, and then we would have molasses, and that's what we'd eat. In other words, most than likely, that's what we had for supper. We either had that, or buttermilk and cornbread.
I see. Now, is hoe cake the same as batter cake?
I guess you'd call it. In other words, different part of the country there, I'd say we'd call them batter cakes, and we call them hoe cakes.
But the pancake is made
pancake
out of flour.
Pancake is flour.
How about corn dodgers?
Now, I've heard of corn dodgers, and my mother had made corn dodgers, but how she done it, I don't know. I think now what they use in that, they don't put no seasoning or nothing in it there, no salt or nothing in it, and use plain water and meal and mix it up, and
drop it in just hot grease, kind of like we do hush puppies, don't they?
Well, I ain't modest. Used to make these corn pones or what he said, and it seemed like to me that's the way she makes them. But when we go up there and visit her, Mama said, now you make some of them corn. Well, she called them corn pones.